Online Podcast 339Gentle Horse. Oh my gosh, I'm missing that. Hello, ladies and gentle horse. Welcome to Online Podcast. As you know, I am back. I'm staring into my new recorder, the Tascam DR07, and making sure that the audio level is loud enough, yet not over-modulating. Anyway, welcome, ladies and gentle horse. We are back again, once again. I actually felt a little bit lazy to do a recording, frankly. But then, you know, since I promised, I want to kind of get you up to date on what happened when I was on my vacation. But before I do that, I want to start by talking to you a little bit about what's going on just lately. So I had a really good weekend this weekend, actually, where I get to see Michael. And those of you who are also listeners of Ding the Bell would know that I started posting Ding the Bell again. And we've recorded several shows. You know, we pre-recorded a bunch of stuff. So we recorded several shows. Wait, my computer screen is too bright. I'm going to turn it down. We pre-recorded several shows, and it will be released, one episode at a time, 20 minutes at a time, approximately 20 minutes at a time. And we will talk a lot more in details about how we spend, or I spent my time in Japan, and how Maiko and I spend time together in Japan, and as well as her wedding. So if you want to listen to more on that, I'll probably talk a little bit about my trip to Japan, but not so much focus on the wedding, since we already discussed about that. So if you want to listen to that and have that emphasis on her wedding, definitely go over to Ding the Bell. It's spelled DINGDABELL.com, DingTheBell.com. And whatever. No, sorry, I was distracted. I'm looking at my list of things that I need to talk to you about. I want to thank those of you who actually sent me email and responded to me. One of them is Greg from Kansas City as well. And I, through Twitter, he actually told me that, yes, he's still listening. Very nice. And actually, Greg, I think we should meet. Let me work something out. You know, I'm a busy bitch, but let me work something out so that we can actually meet. And chat, and maybe even do a show. I don't know if you want to, but if you want to, we could. So thanks to Greg in Kansas City. Now I'm doubting myself. Is it Greg or Doug? No, it's Greg, right? Let me check, please. He also likes train. Let's see. I'm thumbing through my. Yeah, it's Greg, right? View. It's Greg. Yeah, Greg B. Anyway. So and also want to thank Professor B from Japan, who also wrote an email actually in to tell me that he still listens. Very nice. And there's another listener also from Hong Kong who wrote in or left a comment. I think it's Spode here from Hong Kong. Yes, yeah, Spode from Hong Kong. Thank you so much for writing in. And Kay, of course, still listening. And Kay also, who is also a listener on Ding the Bell. There'll be a bunch of wedding stuff there. And of course, JC. So thank you all of you for writing in and letting me know that there are still listeners out there. It's very nice. Oh my gosh, my right neck is kind of hurting. I don't know why. Oh yeah, I do know why. Because on Saturday, I went out I had a couple of technical stuff that I need to get done at at a repair shop, and I went to the repair shop. That was my phone. I'm kind of surprised that I actually didn't hear the interference. Anyway, I'm going to leave it here. I actually have a bag. I have this anti-static bag that supposedly will cut down the interference. I'm going to put the cell phone inside the anti-static bag and set it there. Anyway, I need a few things fixed. So I went to this shop, and while I was there, I was holding my computer the whole time. And then after that, I met with Michael, and we went to this awesome, awesome Asian grocery store in Kansas City. And awesome as in really huge, like a normal size grocery store, but Asian. Oh, so nice. And so we spent a lot of time there. We got a lunch there and shopped there. And then, but the whole time I was holding my computer with me. And so now my right shoulder really hurts. Sucks. Anyway, so that's what happened. Really nice. And then, guess what? And also earlier, a few days ago, those of you who were following my singing experience or my whole singing dream come true for 10 days sort of adventure in San Francisco, I think I may have posted this on Twitter or something, but maybe I'll just post that picture on with this show. I have never had a picture or an image of myself that huge printed out. Well, I did have one that is, but it's not as big as this. I did have one that I used to for my 1 year when I did my my podcast promotion at Gay Pride in Kansas City. I did have a picture of my show post printed, but not as huge as this one. And I I smell like I sound like I'm sick, but I'm not. I'm just reacting to the dust and the whatever in the air from the leaves outside. You know, it's fall season now, and all the leaves, and my allergy is just awful right now. So, what was I talking about? Yes, the poster. So I have this huge poster right now, standing right here. It's just laying on the wall, on the closet, about to be put up somewhere in my studio, which I think is appropriate because where else would fit such a big face in the house? Like, I would be so uncomfortable putting my own face, my poster on the, I'm rubbing my eyes. I don't know if you can hear the rubbing of my eyes, but do you guys have that? Like, when you rub your eyes, everything just slows down, that you cannot speak.
Normal speed.
Okay, finish rubbing my eyes. Allergies. And so anyway, the poster is really huge, and Bruce said he's going to put it up for me on one of the walls in the studio. It's going to be nice. This is where I perform, and this is where I wouldn't mind seeing myself up on the wall. Really huge, like larger than life face. You will see. I will post a picture of myself with sort of hanging on that poster. It's really amazing. Anyway, so that's that. Oh my gosh, that took 8 minutes, 9 minutes talking just about this. And so so I'm gonna go. What I'll do is, I thought every week from now onward until the next, well, to this next several weeks, I'm going to try to go back to my vacation with iPhoto. I'm just going to open up my iPhoto, and then I'm just going to look into the pictures and tell you stories from my pictures of what I've done, what I failed to do. Sorry, the Catholic of me just came out. Sorry, if you're not Catholic, you have no idea what I'm talking. Oh God! Let me see. Is it ascending or descending? Oh no! Let me sort my photo. Descend. Sometimes I get descending and ascending kind of confused. show, I'm going to go back down to, say, September, which is when my vacation started, and then I'll tell you all about it, starting from a picture of me leaving here in Kansas City. So, let's see here. Let me pull up my pictures. So, because it's very difficult to remember, like, all the stuff that I've done, you know? But since I took quite a bit of a bunch of photos, and I think that's hopefully going to help a bit. So, I went to the airport, obviously. Bruce sent me to the airport, and I flew from Kansas City to Chicago. Because this time I'm taking American Airlines. No, what am I talking about? I'm taking Japan Airlines. And so Japan Airlines allows me to... Japan Airlines has a hub in Chicago. So the plane actually takes off in Chicago, which is very lovely because, you know, it's another Midwest city. I don't have to travel all the way to San Francisco or LA or New York for the flight. I just burped. And so it was very nice and very pleasant. It's looking at the picture very randomly. And, and I saw my first flight with Wi-Fi, by the way. It was exciting. It's paid, but still. There's like Wi-Fi logo everywhere on the plane. Very nice, American Airlines. And so I was bored. I was getting ready to board the plane, and I bought food and just sat there in the international wing and waiting for my flight to come. And so I got online, actually chatted with a few people. I actually did a, what is it, that thing called? Not Flix. Quick, Q-I-K. I did Quick for a little bit just to, you know, post videos of what I was doing while I was really bored. And also, and then I got on the plane, got food and all that, and flew, you know, long hours. I want to say, is it 11 hours or something like that to Tokyo? Now, going to Tokyo was a little bit interesting because I think I mentioned this briefly about my visa situation. So, oh, maybe I mentioned that on Ding the Bell. But essentially, I was given a visa to go to Michael's wedding. But because I am also having an overnight layover, the consulate general is concerned that they may use up my visa that they grant me for the wedding for the layover. So I was a little bit concerned when I got there, but everything turned out fine. I was given a shore pass, which is like a temporary, not really a visa, but it's like a temporary pass to go to enter the country for a short period of time. So I did that. Oh my gosh, my nose is stuffy. And so I entered the country, and I actually arrived like, I think, like around 1:30 or so in Japan, and I took a bus, a free shuttle, to my hotel. So I arrived at the hotel. It was very nice. I think it's a Nikko Narita. So I went there, and of course, by the time I got there, it was like 3 or something like that. And I checked in, and it was a nice hotel, but this is what I learned. No longer given food vouchers, so we didn't have food. Well, I mean, the airlines, the tickets does not include food voucher. It used to, but not anymore because of JAL having, you know, financial difficulties. So I had to go to the convenience stores downstairs, which is very convenient, and got like a bento and you know, mochi and such. And there's a green tea, there's a hot water machine in the hotel room. And so I made tea and everything. It was so lovely, very nice, just me. The room number is 1020, now that we're looking at the pictures. So I went there and alone by myself, but I got online and chatted with some friends while I wait. And the next, and so I slept. I was very tired. So I slept and I was paranoid about not being able to wake up. So I actually set up several alarms. Oh, you know what? And that was the first time that actually, well, not the first time that I used it, but it was the first time in this trip that I get to enjoy the luxury of ass cleaning toilet. Yes, the Japanese style. Which means you sit on it and there are a bunch of buttons and you can press and it will turn on a jet of warm water, jet stream, squirt it at your butt until you're clean. And the one that I have in the hotel does not have hot air, but I've used hot air once with hot air elsewhere in Japan. But it's, oh my gosh, it's so nice. It's so nice, like, you feel very clean, is what it is. And so it's very lovely, and I wish I have one here. And of course, it's also heated. The seat is warm, so you don't have to, like, sit on a cold, chill toilet seat. So it was very lovely. And I took a shower, blah, 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 and went to bed. And the next morning, woke up. Oh! By the way, actually, I felt like I was a MacGyver there. Those of you Mac people, you know that when you have the power, this is for your like MacBook and your laptops, right? The power, I knew that Japan would be have to, well, it doesn't matter because you know my MacBook Pro's power adapter is universal. However, the plug itself isn't. And because I have all my adapters checked in, stupidly, into another luggage, and because it's a layover that I didn't take all the luggage out, I'm just leaving with my, what is it? I just left the airport with my carry-on. And I left one of the adapters, you know, stuff back in one of the luggage that I checked in. So stupidly, I didn't have the adapter to plug my power, the three-prong power, with, you know, the two, the earth power. I'm going to sneeze. Oh, allergies, damn it. One more time. Jesus. Oh my god, I'm deteriorating as we speak, and I hope I'm not getting sick. And so what do I do? So I couldn't find any plugs in the hotel to plug the three prong because all the outlets that I knew of that I saw all had the two prong. And there's not a third hole. That sounds a bit naughty, but there's not a third hole for the my MacBook Pro's power adapter to plug in. So I got panicked. I was like, oh no way! You know, if I'm gonna be here for overnight layover and I don't have my computer, I'm gonna die. Especially, they have super awesome, amazing speed of internet connection in Japan. Like. Oh my gosh, so fast. Let me see if I can find it. Oh yeah, here it is. Oh no, that's Boingo. I did a screencast. Oh, maybe I just posted it on Twitter. I did a screen capture of how fast it is. It's crazy, like super, super fast. Not Wi-Fi, but internet. The plug-in Ethernet. Well, speed. Super awesome fast. And, oh my gosh, I should probably end this now. So, anyway, a little bit of distraction. So, I had to do a little bit of interesting MacGyver work. I have to pull my bedside table out. I'm trying to look and see if there's any other plugs, other outlet that I can plug my three-prong plug in. But there's none. So, while I was digging through stuff, I thought, what if they have one of those free, not the one that's on the wall, but you know, the one that's free, like little, it's like the connector. It's an outlet where you can plug your cable in, but It's not on the wall, and it's free-floating, so it's skinny, that I can just slide that. I don't know if I makes any sense, but if I don't make any sense, just ignore me. I just take that whole free standalone outlet that's two-hole, plug it into the two prongs of my three-prong plug. Whatever, fuck it. I'm not gonna try to explain what I just said. Anyway, I felt very good, and I got power and everything. But so next thing, I woke up the next day and get ready and went to the airport and caught the flight to Kuala Lumpur. So went to Kuala Lumpur, and while I was at the Kuala Lumpur airport, I called my using the free Wi-Fi, very slow, however. Calling my mom on Skype saying that I'm here and then we'll see them tonight, that night. So, went to Penang and met up with my family, my sister and her family, and a big bunch of people there waiting for me. So, it was very nice. And it was quite late in the evening. Let me check what time. It was 10 something. And we went to this Malay food place for dinner. I couldn't quite eat at that time. I was still, I don't know what it was, but I just couldn't eat as much as I normally would. So I had something, and then the next morning, I think it was a Saturday, yeah. So the next morning was Sunday. I went to have breakfast and then went to church with my parents and actually sang in the choir. Yes. And immediately on that very same day, I need to go get a new SIM card to use for my trip there. So, after, is it after church? Yeah, after church, I went to a store, like a mall, and to pick up my SIM card and immediately go over that. This is how quick and crazy it is. This whole trip is like that. Immediately after I arrived in the evening, some of my listeners have already arranged dinner, no, lunch with me on the next day on Sunday. So after church, went to the mall, pick up my SIM card, put in my phone, blah blah blah, all nice, good, and then went to lunch with a bunch of my listeners, and after that, and because it's lunch and it's not cheap, and so we didn't want to exclude anyone, that we also have a meetup with listeners in at a Starbucks, and so we went there. A bunch of people actually came. It was very nice, but yeah. So that was like my first day, well, second day really. So and then. The next day, the following day, my gosh, my nose is runny now. Then the next day, I went to see my cousin, my uncle, went to see some of my relatives, blah blah blah, and then also went to get my passport renewed, because my passport was like 6 when I was traveling back to Malaysia, it was about 6 months old. I mean, six more months before it expires. And you know, you cannot travel. Many countries don't allow you to travel if you have under 6 months on your passport left. So I have to go renew my passport. This is my Malaysian passport still. I don't have my American citizenship yet, which I'm thinking about getting this year. Oh, not this year, but next year, 2010. Sorry, my nose is running. Do I have Kleenex down here? No, I don't. So I should then. Okay. Anyway, so while I was waiting, and it's very efficient now. Apparently, in Malaysia, you can get your passport renewed very quickly. So you go in the morning, you take your number, and then you've been called, and you submitted all the required documents that's needed for your passport renewal. Oh no, you have to get your pictures taken first. You get to get your pictures taken. Very cool. Well, not cool, but cool as in very like third world. You sit on this chair that would go up and down, and depending on your height, like for me, they have to like turn it down really low. And you sit on this thing, a chair, and then in front of you is this gigantic archaic photo machine. And in front of the machine is a piece of glass, and you can see the lens inside. But in but out on the glass, there's a picture, like a frame of what you're supposed to look like. It's like a reference to what you look like when the picture is taken. So she's going to ask, and she asked me, can you see your head got cut off? I say, yes. I said, okay, let me lower your chair a little bit. So you actually have to sit there and then tell her if you and your whole self is in the picture. Very funny. But it was cool to me. So after you got pictures taken, you go over to, you know, submit all the required documents, and then you wait. I think it was like 2 or 3 hours, something like that. So we went over and had breakfast, which is very delicious, char kway teow. I had all kinds of goodies. And then came back, and at the time I picked up my passport, boom, done. Oh my gosh, I just said that, boom, done. Boom, done is another thing that I picked up from my trip into San Francisco, my singing trip. Yeah, you know, like I like love little things like this. I'm going to stop for now. I'm going to stop right here after the immigration, after I get my passport, and then we'll continue some other time. And looking at my pictures, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Yes, it's so nice. Oh my gosh, I miss my family. And yeah, boom, done. I picked up a few things that I absolutely enjoy, which you probably will hear me use in my podcast from now on until the, you know, the future. The unforeseen future. That is boom, done. That's one thing. Another thing that I picked up from them that's very funny was controversial. And the word itself is not funny, but the way you use it is very funny. And let me explain this. So there's this person named Miguel, which I absolutely adore. He is one of our stylists, help us dress and buy stuff. And at the, we went out one night to play pool, and it was very lovely. But then we, while we were playing pool, he's so dramatic when he, like the choice of when he uses the word controversial. It's just priceless. I just love that. So there's a shot that he was going to take that is very difficult, that he's going to hit and bounce the ball or whatever. I don't really play pool, so I don't really know. Like, it's supposed to bounce on something and then hit that ball and go in and blah, blah, blah. So it's a tough move. So instead of saying, this is going to be tough, he said, wait, this is going to be controversial. So I was like, what controversial? And he said, I'm going to hit this, bounce back, and hit that ball, and score that ball, and get that ball in. Very controversial. So I thought that was very, very bitchy of him to use that word in that context. And I'm going to start using this. So anything that I want to do that is, I want to do that is dramatic, that is big, it's going to be controversial. Doesn't matter what it is. So anyway, like, it's going to be very controversial now that I have to continue talking without blowing my nose. It's very controversial. So, oh, one other word that I really like was pop down. It's just funny. Pop down is, it's used in a context like why when I picked up, and I'm going to use it from now onward, is to tell somebody to calm down or tell somebody to like chill, like simmer down. You would say pop down. And I just love the that, you know, that phrase, pop down. So anyway, talking about pop down, we should now pop down, really, because time is almost up and my nose is about to run away. So pop down now, ladies and gentle whores, and come back next week, pop up next week, and to listen to me more, for more of my, whatever, my controversial topics. So if you have any questions about my trip or whatever that you want to talk about or want me to talk about, you can let me know. You can email me online at gmail.com. sorry about my stuffy nose. Online, O-N-G-L-I-N-E at gmail.com. you can also leave me comment at onlinepodcast.com. Leave me voicemail, actually. My phone number is whatever, and I don't remember, so you can go to the website and find out. It's 920 iPhone 1 is my Shit, my music ran out, so I'm so out of practice. Let's try this again. So you can leave me a voice comment. I could never remember that new number. It's 920-iPhone-1. 920-iPhone-1. You can leave me a comment there if you want to. So until next week, I guess, if you want to listen to more about my trip in Japan, you can go to dingdabell.com. So anyway, if you are listening to this and you are one of the singers, hi, singer, sing bling. All right, bye, ladies and gentle horse. Don't forget to smile.